And now for our story. We left a delicate situation in the lives of our characters yesterday when Danny Stratford received a telephone call from Benjamin Carter offering him a proposition. We don't know what it is, and we don't know if Danny is going to accept it. As our scene opens, we find Daddy Stratford in his temporary headquarters, leaning back with his feet on the desk, thinking about the new hotel.
Oh, boy, 1,000 rooms. What a hotel. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Hello? Hello, Alfred D. Stratford speaking. Benjamin Carter. You have a nerve calling up my office, that's... No, sir, I won't give you any information about my family tree to your publicity book. I don't care if my family did found that hotel you took away from me. I still don't want any of my affairs spread out in any book that you put out. No, neither for love nor money. You and me is enemies in competition, and when I get my hotel built, that's... Well, that's all right with honest men, but turnabout ain't fair play with you. Yeah. Now, go on, peddle your papers to some other sucker. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. That seems my biography for his folders. Go on his hotel desk, too. The very desk I shoved mail across in fees for 25 years. Why, I've got a good notion of this, that guy. I saw you coming, Freddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, dear. I hope you got that history book for me.
Yes, Daddy. Here it is. You don't know what it costs getting it to you, either.
I'm going to school again. What do you mean, costing to get it to you, honey?
Hasn't Danny come by yet?
I haven't seen him all day. I need this book right now to look up some boundaries. Let's have a map of the town in the back here. That map's torn out of this book. Now, who the devil done that?
Well, I don't know, Daddy. Nobody's touched it since Danny discovered it in your old trunk.
I'll have to look somewhere else for that old map of the town. How are you and Danny getting along lately, Silly?
Oh, Daddy. If Danny wasn't so proud. He's a good boy, Daddy. I love him. But he thinks he's not getting anywhere in Sanders. We quarreled again.
Yeah, I heard something about that from Mary and Max.
Oh, Daddy, I can't help it if I want things. A few things.
Well, as my daughter-in-law, I'd turn you over my knee and thank you if you didn't.
I asked Danny to come and speak to you about things. But he thinks now he won't be the right kind of a man if he doesn't bear his own troubles.
He'd be worse old goat than I am. And what's the use of living if you can't share each other's burdens?
Max has tried to help Danny.
Sure, Max is that way.
Oh, Daddy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't go on this way, fighting and making up, fighting and making up.
Oh, don't act silly, sir, and you shouldn't. Why didn't Danny bring these books to me?
He had to go see somebody, he said. But, Daddy, I don't know what to do.
No, honey, it'll be all right now. Now, Danny's just mixed up, that's all.
Oh, if only I was sure that were all.
No, take it easy, honey, and he'll come around. Now, you go on over to Mary for a while, and I'll see if I can find Danny.
Hello? Max, you better hurry and get dressed.
Well, don't you want your husband to look nice tonight at that big dinner?
No, of course I do. Max, do you think all of the directors will approve the final plan?
Sure, they have to. Ain't I the president's pro tem of this bank?
Yes, but not everybody at the bank thinks the hotel should be built. Huh? You said so yourself.
Well, what do we say? Don't I run things, huh?
Oh, Max, this hotel must go through.
Sure.
Why, Carter'd soon have control of everything in town if it didn't. Hmm. He'd get all the advantage from the Stratford thing.
You're telling me.
You know, Max, maybe we should carry a grudge against him.
I don't carry a grudge against Benjamin Carter, Mary. I just know a snake when I see one, and I step on him.
And we have such a nice little town without Carter.
He'll give up the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel one of these days, you'll see.
Do you think he'll leave town now that the springs have been discovered?
Well, he will when he sees that he can't hamstring us.
Well, Max, did you find out anything more about Danny?
No, Only that he's a young fool.
Oh, I'm so glad we're happy. We must help Danny.
Yeah, sure, Coach, you're right.
Oh, dear. I'll go see who it is. Never mind. Coming.
Well.
Well. Phyllis.
Is Max home?
Yes, he came home early. How's Danny?
Danny?
Oh, Phyllis, you've been crying again. I'm awfully sorry. What is it now?
Oh, it's the same thing.
Phyllis, can't you and Danny read some agreement?
Oh, we do for a while. After Danny fell downstairs, we made up and everything was perfect.
We must keep it that way, Phyllis.
But we argue over nothing. Something's wrong, Mary. We're dissatisfied.
Well, are you dissatisfied with each other?
No. No, I don't think that's it. We just seem to rub each other the wrong way lately.
No, you take it too seriously.
I can't help it. I need things, and Danny stumbles around.
Well, Max does, too. He just ruined my clean floor in the bathroom. But I love him for his very helplessness.
I can't.
You know all that way, Phyllis?
Oh, Danny's worse.
Oh, you just think he's worse because you're living with him.
But Danny, oh, he's different. He's not like Max. Max can kid and joke when things get serious. But Danny, he just gets more serious.
Well, has he done anything more disturbing than falling downstairs recently?
I don't know. He went off in a hurry right after I got him bandaged up.
Was he all right?
I don't know. He gets an idea in his head and nobody can stop him. Ever since he discovered about Carter and that spring water.
Well, do you think that's it?
Yes. Oh, Mary, I need your help.
Oh, I will help you, sir. The first thing you have to do is to pull yourself out of this condition. A woman can't let her husband see her this way.
Yes, you're right. I lose my feminine wiles looking this way.
Well, tears dissolve a woman's look. And you just do as I tell you. Oh, pardon me a minute, will you, Phyllis?
Of course.
Hello? Oh, yes, Daddy. Hmm? Yes, Phyllis is here with me. What's up, Daddy?
Oh, thank heavens, I'll tell her. Oh, you're dear for calling. All right. Goodbye, Daddy.
What is it, Mary?
It's Danny.
What?
Everything's all right, Phyllis.
Oh.
Daddy says he just talked to Danny, and Danny says he's awfully shy, but he's getting a hold of himself, and he isn't worried about money anymore. Who's stopping by here for you?
Oh, I knew it. Danny's a good boy, and that was an awful fall he had down the steps. Maybe I haven't been such a good wife.
Oh, stop condemning yourself, Phyllis. And listen, the next time Danny does something that makes you mad, you just love him all the more. The more you love him, the more you'll be sorry for him.
Is it as simple as that?
Just as simple as that, Phyllis. That's what I do with my hoodlum.
Hey, Mary, huh? Where are my jellies?
Oh, Max, there's Phyllis here, too.
Hi, Phyllis.
And they're hanging right on the back of the door where you left them.
Well,
and
it's a swell place for a man's underwear.
My brother and my brother. Well, now, you just love your Danny like I love Max, even when he does things like that. Or falls downstairs.
Oh, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Is Max feeling all right now?
Well, I never knew him to be better. Why?
Well, Danny said something the other day. Said he didn't think Max was feeling well.
Max didn't say anything.
And Danny said Max had some funny ideas the other day about people following him. And Max was suspicious of him talking to people.
Oh, Danny must be excited about his own problems. Max hasn't said anything to me.
Well, don't say anything to Max about what I said because... Oh, well, I just wanted to mention it to you. And please,
well, it's nothing to worry about, Phyllis. Now, you and Danny must be happy again. Think of the new hotel and the good you can do here.
Well, good. Do I look like a bank president going to a dinner?
Oh, you're certainly handsome in a dress suit, Mr. Phyllis.
Soup and fish is the right word. Say, how do I look, Phyllis? Huh? Handsomer than your husband?
You look very nice, Max. Honestly, dear.
Yeah, she wouldn't say about her husband. You know, he ought to be a great lover like me.
Oh, Max, now don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phyllis. Here, tap me on the head with your heels.
I wish Danny were more like you, Max.
Oh, Oh, that must be Danny now.
Oh, don't go, Mary. I'll just go on out and get in the car and we'll drive right home.
All right. And remember what I said.
Keeping secrets from your husband, huh? Say, you ought to be liquidated.
Oh, yes. Bye, Mary. Bye, Matt.
Goodbye,
Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis.
What?
Just a minute, Phyllis.
What is it, Matt?
Phyllis, listen. Keep an eye on Danny, will you? Huh? You know, he ain't acting right lately. He's standing there and going a little nuts, I think. Now, you keep an eye on him.
Max, Max, you don't mean...
What?
Max, are you feeling all right?
Sure, I never felt better. And you take care of Danny, sister. So long.
No. Oh, no, it can't be. Max, you take care of yourself.
Just who is crazy around here? Max thinks something is wrong with Danny, and Danny thinks something is wrong with Max. And Phyllis isn't quite sure which one it is, or both. We still don't know what errand Danny went on this morning after that mysterious call from Carter, nor what Carter had in mind by calling Daddy Stratford about information concerning his life. And why was Daddy so concerned about the history book, a map, and boundaries? We shall learn more about this in tomorrow's episode of The Life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the best wishes of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.